Now, for myself, being born and raised in Grand Rapids, retail downtown has always been a challenge, and it's great to see things changing with MoDiv. But what do you think has been the issue in the past, and what do you think needs to happen going forward to make retail downtown a success?
Boy, I think it's a multifaceted question than anything else, and it's a tough one to answer because economics in the past few years have changed a lot of things. And, you know, so right now there's space available everywhere, not just downtown. And for a long time, it was all the space was available downtown, and the prime spots, you know, quote unquote, were outside in the suburbs. And that's not the case. It's everywhere. So the struggle right now is trying to show the value of being downtown for a business. And I think the value is the impact of and the quantity of people that we have right here locally, like Bing said. The amount of business people that are right here and work in the city of Grand Rapids is a lot more than anybody can imagine. The residents that surround us are fantastic, and it goes back to, you know, what I said earlier is about the number of visitors that we have. The amount of people that we have in the downtown area is tremendous, and I think it's just learning that, you know, not just us, but other organizations need to capitalize on it. We look two doors down from 40 Monroe Center. There's a new bike shop opening up in next month. You know, so it's already starting to take place. Mm-hmm. There's a new type of incubator type of space that's coming, around the corner that I've heard. So it's definitely happening. It's just trying to show that there's some affordable space down there as well.
Yeah, that was the other thing I was wondering. Are there other retail incubators that are in the works that are similar?
I've heard, you know, from several people that there are. So it's neat to see, you know, the changes that have made in the past 5 years, and it's neat to see the changes that have been made in the past year. Mm-hmm. And, boy, man, I look forward to what's going to happen in the next 6 months to 5 years.
You know, one thing, Paul, which I think we're finding out is that today's consumer, you know, they want to spend the money, but they also want to spend the money where they enjoy shopping. Mm-hmm. And I think MoDiv is a model that I think when people come there, they truly have an enjoyable shopping experience. And I think that's what's going to attract people to come to downtown more and more versus the, you know, the impersonal, large, you know, shopping centers in the suburbs. And I think that if we continue to promote ourselves and if we continue to provide the customer service that people are enjoying and want to experience, they're also willing to spend their money at those locations. And I think MoDiv Center is one of those places where, you know, the retailers who are currently tenants in there are going to provide the consumer with that type of experience. And I think that's going to grow Grand Rapids retail business.
Sure. One of the things I often think about is over at the Van Andel Museum, there's this picture of downtown Grand Rapids back when we were really known as the Furniture City. I think you know the picture I'm talking about, Bing. And you see all this energy. You see all these people downtown. And it'd be great to see Grand Rapids be that again and have retail be thriving in our downtown district.
You know, we will, Paul. And I think what we need to do is we need to continue to impress on our residents in Grand Rapids that, you know, when you shop downtown, you're going to have an enjoyable experience. You're going to have the restaurants. You're going to have great customer service. And you're going to support local businesses. These are the business owners who are part of the, you know, the MoDiv Center are all local big people who are committed to Grand Rapids, who are going to, you know, they're not going to just sell you stuff. They're also going to, you know, support the many different activities, the Civic Theater, you know, the Art Museum, you know, the Children's Museum, you know, Van Andel Museum. There's a whole range of different organizations who are going to be benefiting from the fact that people are going to shop downtown and supporting local business.
Absolutely.
And I see it already. I see, you know, us becoming a destination, you know, an experience for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I've had people from Holland to Cascade and Ada, and when I ask, you know, what brought you down here, we came here to see you. Mm-hmm. That's pretty great. You know, the fact that they could go to a mall and find just about any of our services anywhere else, mm-hmm. and they didn't. They came downtown. So it's already happening. It's, you know, also people like you that's helping to spread the word. And you know, we appreciate it because that's your commitment to downtown at the same time, right?
Yeah, it's great to see that. It's very exciting. And, you know, the downtown area has had a lot of false starts I've seen over my lifetime. And now it seems like it's really headed in a great direction. Now, the hours of operation, people want to come down, see you guys. When can they stop in?
Well, I think that, you know, that right now, currently, our hours are Monday through Friday, 11 o'clock till 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, 11 to 5, and Thursday we're open till 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the process of kind of rediscussing some summer, spring and summer hours.
Mm-hmm.
But I know at Wolverine Company Store, you know, we've made exceptions. I come in early and I stay late for people. So we're mm-hmm. willing to do what it takes for somebody.
This is Paul Jendrasiak, and we've been joined by Abby Fowler with 625 Paper Studio, Brian Cousins of the Wolverine Company Store, and Bing Goey of Eastern Floral Bouquet. They're all residents at MoDiv, the new retail incubator in downtown Grand Rapids across the street from the police station. And thanks so much, guys, for joining me.
Thanks for having us, Paul.
Thank you,
Paul. I appreciate it.